for 25 years. Nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Welcome to the Friend Zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesca, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone.
Let's start the show. I'm in the zone.
I'm Dustin Ross. This is the Friend Zone, and here's the news that you can use. First up, NeNe No Mo Show Leaks introduces her new Duluth, Georgia lounge opening soon, the Lanithia, where her oft-delayed son, Bryson, will be working the door and holding everybody up all confused all the time, saying, huh, to everybody.
Oh, my God.
Next, the Oprah of opportunists, loser ex of Tamar Braxton, David Adefeso, had the nerve to say something about Toni Braxton's kids, motivating the singer to tweet out a message informing him that if he spoke on her kids one more time, he wouldn't be bereaved again, bereaved again, bereaved again.
Wait, did he really? What did he say about her kids?
Yeah, I don't know what he said, but whatever he said, it motivated Toni to literally get online and post a message saying, David, you ferret, you weasel.
Ooh.
You are full of contempt. Don't you ever bring my kids into this or whatever. Like, she went off. And then Tamar got online and defended the nigga. So I'm just I'm so over it. Anyway, sorry, y'all. We going back to number three. And finally, rapper Blueface has posted several videos from his home showing fist fights between his house guests. The lucky to be a rapper included a statement saying, hey, at least I wasn't fighting. My name Blueface, not Black Eye.
And I shudder.
Welcome to the Friend Zone, your weekly look into all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene. Because who in the hell wants a musty brain? None of us do. We ain't in the past 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 damn years, however long we've been doing this show. Hey, friend, how you doing?
You know, I'm doing very well now.
I know you are. Woo! 24s, that's how all my players.
Lord.
Sorry, y'all. We got good news. We have a lot to be happy about.
Lord,
so,
baby.
Lord.
So, with that being said, and the beautiful smiles on your faces, how are you today, my brothers?
Doing good. Doing real good.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. You know, I'm feeling as bright as this hoodie that I got on, and you feeling as vibey
it is
as that lighting
so
you got.
It is so cute, you know?
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
We're recording a little late tonight, so as you see, I have my blanket and my tea and my thick socks, and I'm ready.
I noticed you was vibing over there, friend. I wasn't going to say that because, you know, I like it, whatever, but it's a whole vibe. Y'all should see
Listen,
friends'
whole
house.
I got my candles. Like, we
it's
in it.
Lit. Literally yes. Lit. Like, okay, friend.
All like, you missing is a glass happened. Of wine for me.
Look like the hot sign
oh, that's
is
coming.
On. Okay.
I'm going to celebrate after with the wine. You know what's funny? I was going to say we should totally do a late episode one day where we drink wine while we record and see what happens.
I'm down. Well, I'm going to drink this Sun Goddess Wine by Mary J. Blige. Just right in there in the room.
Hey. Oh, I should get some. Is it easy to find? Or is like,
well, you know,
to
it's
the website?
Exclusive. But you, hey, friend, hey, and I'm Dustin. You got it. I got an extra bottle right in here for you. You good?
Thank you.
Yes, to come up.
So with that being said, Dustin Ross, you actually have the Black Business of the Week for us.
I sure do. And it is coming straight from here in New York. I'm a very, very dope designer. The brand is called Haremesque, and it's a creative wellness movement that seeks to empower artists of color through ritual art and creative therapy. So this is a strong one, y'all. You can go to on Instagram to Haremesque, spelled just like it sounds, and you can see some more pictures. But along with being a potion or a candle boutique, Haremesque is a creative wellness movement, again, that seeks to empower artists of color through ritual art and creative therapy. A beautiful blend of ancient Sudanese, Kurdish, Eastern, and African rituals, okay, with the healing art forms of music, design, literature, scent alchemy, and body work. Hey. So this is it, y'all. Go online. It's really it's so much more than I can even articulate, even in promoting it right now. This is not something that we're being paid for. It's just something that we feel is worthy of being shared to you guys. So
definitely
go to www.haremesque, that's HAREMESQUE.com, and you can see all you need to know. Shout out to Azza.
And that's, and let me tell you, that week candle.
Fran just texted it when all we, I wrote was shared. Yeah.
That
she just wrote, whoa. I was like, Fran.
Because you know me, that fits beautifully in my house. So I'm definitely going to try to.
Set.
I need to get the set before y'all hear it, because I know that's about to be sold out. But with that being said, are y'all ready to jump into this week's recap?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So last week's episode titled For the 304 is...
Frank called me a 304.
Frank called me a 304. So it was the Dustin Ross takeover. We discussed open relationships and marriages. Anything you want to add to that, Dustin?
It was a nasty one, y'all. That's what made it hot. We had a good time last week. Lots of different, fresh, and new perspectives on monogamy, on consensual non-monogamy, on all of those things that fall under that umbrella. Mm-hmm. We all had our own specific viewpoints. Some of my friends have texted me after the show sharing their views. So this was conversation starter. It was a water cooler conversation. And I thank you all for participating so beautifully in it. And hey, keep the comments coming. It's a situation that never dies. As long as people are fucking, they're going to be fucking each other. And so this will always be talked about. And I thank you.
So Asante, who stood out to you?
I want to give a shout out to Charlie out in the emails. The subject here is monogamy. Charlie says, hello, I'm married and have been for 8 years. I've been with my wife for almost 10 years. We've talked about opening up our relationship and talked about boundaries, and things started off okay. Then it ended with her thinking I was gay. I am bisexual, and I mentioned that I wouldn't be looking at just women, and it turned into a weird argument. I've tried to tell her a few times before, and it's always been something that's turned into a just kidding or I'm just saying, what if? It's hard because she's bisexual and expects and even demands.
What? This is so interesting.
She's bisexual.
You better get a backbone. That's all I know.
And expects.
Oh, oh God. Dustin. The way that just came on out.
Came on out.
This is what happens when we record late.
Woo! Mm-hmm.
She's bisexual and expects and even demands that I accept it. But when I mention that, but when I mention that street goes both ways for me too, she freaks out. Long story short,
I am like fascinated, right? Like, this is what?
You need to leave.
I need to know more. This is mind blowing.
I leave her ass. I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry. I would leave her ass and put her shit in a box if she. Never mind.
Woo, I picked a good one.
Like,
long story
what?
Short, we ended that combo quickly, and now it's something we avoid vehemently. Anyway, I love this
show.
Hey,
Asante, you know what she would have heard fucking with me? The car driving down the street. <That's it. laughs> I am out. Look, and I tell you what else. I'd have put up a peace sign, because guess what? Two fingers, you do it that what you want to, because that's all you're going to be using. Peace out. You would have heard them tires. Like, I'm telling you, man.
I just wanted to say thank you, Charlie. Charlie did give me permission to use his name.
Yeah, because you know how many people it is named Charlie. He's straight. Oh damn. I mean, he good on nobody knowing that.
Yo, you are just. You're I mean, killing me, okay?
Back to back, like.
Back to back. That's what the problem is.
I'm done. I really. Fran, what did you find in those SoundCloud streams?
Oh my God. You still ask me like I could keep going.
There ain't nothing I can do. I can't even keep going on my own comment. Like,
but you know who can keep going? Charlie.
Okay. Literally, all I did
good
was read
Charlie.
It.
My God. Charlie friend, and the Chocolate Factory.
Dry the boat, friend. Dry the boat. Dry the boat. Dry Woo. The boat.
Wait, do the, what's his name? Kofi Cerebo from Queen Sugar when you be like, Charlie.
Charlie. I didn't give you the money.
Ralph Angel.
Charlie. Charlie.
Yo. My heart's going to fall out.
You just got to get up under it and stay under it when you say the name. Like, you get under that CH and just stay down there. Charlie. You know, you just stay down there. That's what you do.
Every time Dustin says Charlie is the first thing I think of. Okay, I'm back.
That made me laugh. That
was
today.
That was, I knew that. Me?
That
so,
letter. I just couldn't believe the nerve. You I know mean, what I'm saying?
Like, I'm still like,
what?
He
need to leave. He need to leave.
Well.
Get out.
So on the SoundCloud streets,
yes.
BBDDJJ said everything's gonna crack us up. They said my previous relationship was an open one from its conception. My ex was a sexual being. He enjoyed having sex and wanted to experience it as much as he could. Some would consider it inconsiderate, but I simply viewed it as who he was at the moment. He never prioritized his play over me or our relationship, and he always communicated when he intended to play, always allowed me to vet his partners, and on several occasions, forfeited his play if I had any objections. He did the same for me. Open relationships can strengthen your bond because you have to practice clear and open communication, and it encourages honesty to keep your relationship intact. It also takes away using sex as the only form of intimacy in the relationship. I thought that was dope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Now that can work.
Right? Because the boundaries are being honored, and that's all we were saying last week. Mm-hmm. Like, or I shouldn't say we, but I'll speak for myself. If Bonner, because I know Dustin was like, hell no. If boundaries can be respected, then we can have a conversation. But outside of that, it's just not what I've experienced. So.
Not for me. The door is closed, and not only is it closed, it's locked. And if it's one of them sliding patio doors, it's got that wood stick down in the bottom, so you can't open the door.
No.
There we go.
And I actually had one from Twitter.
Okay.
A vocalist rival who is actually a homie said, the funny thing about open relationships is that the partner who suggests it ends up getting fewer dates than the other and then gets mad and jealous. I had to read that because I have seen threads on Twitter and just conversations where the husband may have been the one to initiate the conversation and bring up the concept, bring it to the relationship, but it's the wife who ends up having more fun. And then the husband gets pissy about it and suddenly doesn't want to do it no more. And
That's why she don't want to do it, because he pissy. He needs to take a shower.
So
stank and smell like all that acid and urine all over everything.
I'm so mad at you. Oh, so that is something that I've actually heard happen quite a lot. I don't know if you guys have heard that too. Asante, you kind of made a face, so I feel like you've heard stories, but that to me is always really funny when the person who initiates is like, no, never mind, because it's not working out in their favor as they
But you know why that happens though? Because the person that's not looking for nothing, like they comfortable, so like they just seem like a whole person. So like when someone's out in the street looking for something, they see a whole ass person that's like open. They're a perfect target. Mm-hmm. But when you open and ready, you know, ain't nobody looking for we're not looking for the hot pocket that's out of the freezer. You know, you want to put it in the freezer, the microwave yourself, you know?
No, you anyway. Didn't.
Yes.
What about you, Dustin? What'd you find in them Twitter streets?
This is actually breaking news, breaking news, breaking news.
Uh-oh.
This is hot off the Twitter streets, and it comes from none other than living legend Toni Braxton, who says, David, comma, she talking about Tamar's ex-boyfriend, y'all. She says, David, you weasel, you ferret, you are beyond contempt. Once again, do not include my children in your shenanigans. Please leave my family alone. Now, that's coming straight and direct from Toni Braxton's Twitter account. Toni never talks about her personal business. She's been notoriously private until she went on Oprah, but that's a different conversation for a different time. Because what's really wrong with having Gucci flatware when you really think about it? And as much opulence as Oprah is known for, I just feel like, you know, I'm not going to be negative about Oprah or whatever, you know, but it's just a conversation I want to have with her. That's all. But yeah, but this came from Toni Braxton. So it's going down, y'all. Something David's raggedy ass then did something else, and now he didn't piss Toni off. So I don't know. I know him and Tamar got a court hearing coming up, and it's just a hot, complete mess, and I'm watching it. So I just wanted to share that with y'all. That's it from the Twitter streets this week.
Asante, this week it's your episode. Tell us what you got going on for us this week. I can't
Is it a
today.
Gun?
Take it away, please, because I am tongue twisted over here.
Oh my gosh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I always struggle with what I want to talk about because I get really excited and I want to talk about everything. And then it just makes me say, damn, now I don't want to talk about nothing. But I've just been kind of looking at the world and, you know, we're about to go into like another phase of lockdown again.
Oh, gosh.
I always think to myself, like, do I want to talk about something serious and educational or do I just want to have fun? And I always want to have fun. But this week I want to have fun kind of going back over some parts of our lives to kind of look at where we've been and where we're going. You know, I want us to, you know, look inside.
Come on.
So this week I want us to talk about purpose. Purpose, it just keeps coming up for me, like, as of late. Like, I just keep looking at, like, these themes in anime, and I told you guys, like, recently I want to get into programming, and that's something I've been reading up on, and one of the reasons that I want to do it is because I'm just so interested in, like, how ideas and how spirituality and technology can kind of intersect in certain ways for me, just because I look at the way we all have kind of connected to social media, like the way that we all connect in just these waves. And so just being connecting as creatives, I wanted to figure out like a way to kind of give back. So I wanted to share perspective and see what we all looked at as purpose. And if we feel like we've walked in it or if we feel like we've even met it and what we even view it as. So I want to start with purpose by defining it, right? So purpose, according to Oxford, you know, Oxford Languages, you know, that's what the Google pulled up first. It's a noun. The reason.
I just explained the reason.
What was the reason, bitch? What was the reason?
The reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists, but used verb formally, is to have as one's intentions or objective. But do you all even buy into purpose? Because I sometimes will talk about it or think about it, or I'll even watch things where people will be like, you know, everything's meaningless. And they'll even drive purpose into that and just kind of say, like, you know, what the fuck am I even doing? Like hopelessness, if you will. So do you even believe in or buy into purpose?
Well, I think it's one of the most beautiful names I've ever heard. I've always thought having a daughter named Purpose would be cute. And I don't care if you think that's ghetto or whatever. I think it's cute. Purpose is a
Ross.
Cute name for a girl. Yep. Purpose Ross. Purpose
that's
Penelope.
Cute.
It's
color
cute,
for
like
short.
It's the color perp. You know what I'm saying? I just thought it was a cute name. That's all. Go on.
I believe in purpose.
Yes, I believe in purpose. You know, in everything that you do, you have a purpose, and you have a purpose in the way that you live your life. Now, what that is, you know, that's defined to you. That's up to you to determine. But you absolutely have a purpose, because if you don't, what you doing? You just walk around bumping into shit, bumping into the walls, and no direction, don't do nothing, shiftless, clothes all over the floor. You know, what's your purpose? you have a purpose. You have a reason to get up every day. People have children. That's their purpose, you know, to be caregivers to their children. People have relationships or families at home. You know, they want to be good to their partner. People have goals and ambitions and things that they want to accomplish in life. So your purpose is to be driven toward fulfilling all that. You know, some people have other purposes. So let's just leave it there. I'm going to try to be serious. Because I respect y'all. I respect your topic. So no, I'm not going to crack no jokes.
Go no. Ahead. I mean, cracking jokes.
My purpose is being serious right now.
I was about to say, you know, cracking jokes is part of your purpose. So I'm not even
going
to. I'm not going to take that away from you, especially in this conversation. Like that's
It's fine. Go on.
Friend, what about you? Do you buy into purpose or do you believe in it?
I do buy into it, but I think my idea of purpose has changed and continues to change. So I think when I was younger, or just in a different headspace, I'd say purpose to me felt like some type of specific plan, you know, like you have, like, let's say, you know, just as an example, when I was younger, I thought being a musician, writing songs about things that had happened and having people connect to it, that was my purpose. Music, you know, that was my everything. And then once that didn't pan out and, you know, other goals that you start having, and then I started asking myself, well, if these things don't pan out or if they morph into different things as you change, as you go through different experiences, have different interests, have different ideas, headspaces, does your purpose continue to change? Or is it just that you have a skewed view of what purpose is, you know? And I think what I am understanding now is that my purpose is in just being, not necessarily what I'm doing, you know? So I think I was tying it more to goals and identities as opposed to purpose being me and wherever I'm at. Like, it don't matter what that looks like, and I'm not tied down to any particular image or thought of what my purpose is. My purpose is just being and navigating those waters as they come, and then being an example to whoever's witnessing those waters being navigated. So that's kind of where I'm at with it. And, you know, that may change as I'm still relatively young, but where I'm at now, that's kind of how purpose has just been shifting for me. So I love that you asked, do you buy into it? Because I can kind of see both sides of people who are gung-ho about a particular thing. But then once, remember kind of like the episode we have with Claude and Chuck, it's like, what happens to a dream achieved?
Yes.
What happens when you achieve it? And then what? Do you no longer have purpose? Like, you know, so that's kind of the concepts I've been toying around with.
You see, both of y'all touched on a lot of great, great things. Just because I'm thinking about, like, now people are like thinking, you know, should I leave the States, you know, for political reasons, or even people that are dealing with valuing themselves at work, or, you know, just people thinking about the temperature of where they're at now with what they put into life or what they want to get out of it. Like, I just felt like this was a great conversation to have, because I thought to myself about, like, I've been talking to people that just feel like they either don't feel like they're buying into their purpose right now, or they feel like their purpose has changed. And I thought that was so interesting and cool, you know, that somebody was noticing or feeling like their purpose has changed, because I don't feel like I even hear enough conversation about purpose. And I feel like it ties in so well with what you always talk about, friend, which is intention. And I was just thinking, like, damn, like, these words really go hand in hand. But, like, it's so simple. It's so random that this, like, simply tied to me just, like, now in this moment. I was like, you know, when we're thinking about what our purpose is, are we necessarily, like, matching that with our intentions? Or are we just kind of blindly looking for one or the other, if not both separately, you know? So I just thought this was going to be a good conversation to have. But, I was looking at this article, actually, right? It's a blog on psychcentral.com. It's actually by Gabrielle, and excuse me, her last name is Gani Kelnar. She says, sometimes it seems as we live in a world of isms. Workaholism, sexism, ageism, racism, idealism, cynicism, feminism, etc. She goes, yet what does it mean to live out live our lives around all these things? Which isms feature most strongly in your life? And how long is it since you've evaluated the place there? Which are the good ones and which are the bad ones? Maybe some of them act as an ethical guide for your values or behaviors, helping you decide your course of action. Or maybe some of them have just become bullies. I just thought that it was interesting that like she did this article and we're talking about like all these isms and kind of like breaking down where we're at and having to look at where you're at with like all of these different concepts. And so, as I said initially, like I wondered to myself, like, what conversation I even want to have, and I get overwhelmed with that concept. But I always think to myself, like, what's the purpose of us doing this show? And that's what I always want to ground myself in when we do topics. And so I love that we talk to like a wide range of people, from creatives that have no idea what they're doing to creatives that know exactly what they're doing or what they want to do, to people that have everyday jobs, like, but people just in all types of walks of life. And a lot of people, they know exactly what they want to do, or they have some sort of trajectory. And then even for the ones that don't, I just think that it's so important, the work that we do here, that I have to always ground myself in purpose and not just intention. And so
like,
I thought,
a pimp.
Like a pimp, literally. I always,
seriously, pimps got purpose. You really think about it, like, ain't nobody got more there's no one more purpose driven than a pimp when you think about it.
Oh my God.
I know that this is a joke and I'm trying to not like co-sign with you really, really hard, but you are like
true.
You're absolutely correct. Like,
that's right.
Like, I hate to even think about necessary evil, but you know, some people would say there's purpose. You know, actually, I want to get away from that type of purpose, actually. Have you ever heard of the word or the concept ikigai?
No. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I ain't heard of it.
Ikigai is spelled, for those listening, I-K-I-G-A-I. You know, for those that want to get your Googles on, you don't want to listen to me talk.
Oh, ikigai. Okay. All right.
Yeah, that. It's a Japanese concept and it means a reason for being. The word refers to having a direction or purpose in life, that which makes one's life worthwhile and towards which an individual takes spontaneous and willing actions, giving them satisfaction and a sense of meaning to life. So it's literally where your passion intercepts with your mission and your profession. So the things that you're trying to figure out, what the world needs to meet what you love, and it meets what you're good at. Along with what you can be paid for. So you're getting paid to do what you love, what you're good at, and the world needs it. So ikigai, I just had to like talk about this because I'm so of the sort, like I think that everybody, the world needs love, hugs, help, whatever. So the fact that it's this concept saying that, you know, you can do what you love and be paid for it, and you're helping other people and you're good at it. Like, I feel like that's all of the things that go into the perfect alignment. So for Fran, you know, she said being, you know, that's her purpose. And honestly, like when you like, for people that know you, I'm sure anybody listen and when they hear that, they just go, like they shaking their head like it sure is, because you're not good. It's not like you're being and you're just being disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're being and you're showing others and helping others to be. So it's like perfect ikigai, right? Like perfect harmony, and like all, like the world needs to learn how to be, you know, like you love being like it's just the perfect example, you know. And I just want to get this out because I know there are people that are doing things that they hate and they're trying to figure out how to get to what they love. And I feel
like there's a lot of hairdressers in that predicament right now too, because I'm gonna tell you something, the best part of getting your hair done is getting your hair washed, right? And that can also be the worst part of getting your hair done. You ever had a hairdresser wash your shit that was heavy-handed, hard, calloused-ass fingers and shit, and they get to scrubbing your scalp all moving their hands and fingers? You ever have that ever happen to you? You want to fuck around and leave the hairdresser with a migraine.
Okay, so while you playing, all I thought about when you first talked about the hairdresser was on Star, when they was washing the women's hair in the salon, and she was mad she had to be there, so she was doing a bad job, and it was like, you better get this white girl up out my head. But it's right, because the white girl wanted to be singing, she didn't want to be up in there doing hair. So it sucks when you meet people that are doing really bad jobs, but it's because they hate their jobs. I just hate the fact that so many people are doing things that they hate. So that's why I had to talk about this, because we're in this big limbo where you can kind of figure out a time. You can either change your career, learn a new trade. I just feel like it's a really, really good time for people that can, because I know not everybody is able, right? But, you know, for people that can, you know, if that, you have the time and you're not, you know, stressed out about how you're going to pay your bills, because I know with this time, there do come stresses, okay? But I just want people to be able to kind of not only look at their life and think about what the next move is going to be, but I want them to think about, like, what their overall move is going to be, and also look at how those moves can change. Like, Fran, I love that you touched on the fact that not only your perspective of purpose changed, but even kind of like your perspective of purpose changed, and even you saying that for me was kind of like, cool, you know what I'm saying? Like that affirmation, that confirmation. Like, I feel like we don't get enough confirmations, or we don't pay attention enough to certain signs even that will give us confirmation to move in the right direction. Like when you're at a job and there's like a risk that's presented to you, sometimes those risks can be good risks. Like, you know, when you're being presented, like you know,
stealing food. Oh, you know, if you work at a restaurant, bringing a whole bag of crab legs and, you know, all this shit, you know, bringing that shit home.
Right? No, but I think too, one thing that people should definitely look through is like, where does your sense of purpose come from?
True.
Because we live in a society where, especially now with social media kind of tying into the social dilemma, a lot of what gives people anxiety is comparing their purpose, which is really sad, because you shouldn't be comparing your purpose. Even just saying that sounds off. And I think we live in a society where people make you think you're not thinking big enough. You know, you need to think bigger. And I remember, which I've mentioned before, when I first started, I really felt like my purpose coming into the digital space was just to show ease, to just be an example of success via ease, of the fact that I exist to feel pleasure. I, you know, like, what if that's my purpose? And so even though I'm moving through different realms, like music, digital, that intention doesn't necessarily change. So that's right. What I mean, like, I think purpose is a little, and this is obviously my opinion, I think purpose is a little more subtle than people feel comfortable with, because everyone thinks like, my purpose is to be a famous actor. And it's like, is that your purpose, or is it what you would bring energetically, like your energy signature to those roles? Like, you know, because then what if it's not acting and then you want to do something else? That's energy is what we're looking for. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know if I'm making sense.
No, 100,000%.
So it's not so much the career, which I think in the society we live in, they make you think like you have to be this larger than life thing. And I actually wanted to read a quote that is one of my favorite quotes, and I keep it with me all the time, by my favorite Osho. Feel how you feel about him. But y'all know how I feel about him. But he says, the natural desire of the human mind is to become special. To become special in the ways of the world. To have many degrees, to have much political power, to have money, to have wealth, to be special. The mind is always ready to go on some ego trip. And if you are fed up with the world, then again the ego starts finding new ways and new means to enhance itself. It becomes spiritual. Now you become a great Mahatma, a great sage, a great scholar, a man of knowledge, a man of renunciation. Again, you are special. Unless the desire to be special disappears, you will never be special. Unless you relax into your ordinariness, you will never relax.
Damn, that just hit me.
And I just really love that quote. Because it's like everyone's just trying so hard to be special, and then they drape purpose in that, where the focus is more so on how they're being perceived than how they actually feel. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think purpose is a little more subtle than people realize. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, it could be you just walking through the streets and being kind. Like, that's purpose. That could be your intention and how you move through the world. Through these careers, which is, like I said, which is, I think, where people are putting too much weight on. And that's my opinion.
And I think you make a great point. I think that a lot of times people get so caught up in pursuing their passions, and which I think is the way to go professionally. I think you should pursue your passions, the thing that you know, you feel passionate about. And I think sometimes they confuse that with purpose. Maybe people are crossing passion and purpose, you know, and intersecting them when they really parallel in a motherfucker. Maybe that's what it is.
Hmm. my whole thing is I love when purpose is kind of inspired. Like I was watching, don't even want to say what I was watching. No, not even like that. I was watching the 100 and there was this scene where they had one of their leaders, they called their leader the chancellor, right? And the people, they kept fighting for this fucking role. As a matter of fact, Isaiah Washington's ass was the chancellor at one point, but we're not going to get into that. Anyway, there was this woman, she was the chancellor, and this guy who she'd been going back and forth with the title for, she saw in a moment like how good he was, and he wasn't even the chancellor at that moment, but she was so willing, she was so inspired by the way he was doing his job that she was willing to give up her title to him to be the chancellor, because she was like, you literally have a vision for this. Like I just thought that was so amazing, because I don't feel like we see enough examples of, I don't think that we need to see people necessarily always give up their spot, but I feel like see a lot of things happen that potentially could seem like injustices, you know, like, let's take something like, an artist not winning an award. Like, wouldn't it be dope if an artist was like, and you know, artists do win, and they'd be like, you know, and I know nobody wants to go up there and win and say, well, somebody else deserves this more than me. I want them to come up here instead. But like, let's take, you know, I actually don't want to take something I'm not very good at, but let's take politics. You know, wouldn't it be great if someone said, wow, I'm doing really, really terrible at my job, but this person really cares about the community. I want to give this person my job because they actually have, not only the status, but they have, you know, the know-how, the vision, the strategy to get things done, where it would just take me longer to do things. Like, I feel like people get so stuck behind ego that they don't even see that while they're even trying to search for their purpose or they're driving behind their purpose, they could be inspiring true purpose in other people, if not themselves, you know? And I think that that's important now as we reflect on what we're doing, because it's like, you know, Cardi B said, what was the reason? Like, we have to ask ourselves, like, what's the reason for me going to this job that I hate? And if you say it's because I have to pay my bills, and then you say, well, is there another way I can pay my bills? Yes. And then you try to go down those roads. But it's not to say that everybody can just have a great job and a great life. You know, these are just ways that you could potentially be living better or just changing your way of thinking to, you know, I feel like your mindset could really change your your mindset can change your GPS. Your focus is GPS. I feel stupid. I feel like a person that's not smart.
Nuh-uh. Follow your purpose and say what you got to say. Make your point.
When you want your mindset to match your GPS, something like that.
That's right. In other words, you know, you got to know where you're going in life. You know what I'm saying? You got to really take the lead and steer the ship of your life. That's what you have to do. Mm-hmm. Your mind. I just wanted to say that like a pastor. That's all. Go ahead.
And then being okay with the fact that purpose probably changes. Like, I think that sometimes we're doing things and sometimes the purpose might be for it to change. You know, like, we really all live individual lives. So that's why you can't look at what somebody else has and say, I should be doing that. Unless it's just an innate feeling. Like, you know, Halle Berry and Baps, she decided she was going to follow the rules of three. And that led her where she needed to be, you know? Like, it's going to work differently for everybody. So that's why, you know, you can't expect anybody in particular to give you your purpose or to say what exactly the formula is going to be to even attain purpose, you know? Just lean into what feels right, and innately you're probably already doing your purpose. You don't even know it. I just want to share that because I feel like there's a lot of hopelessness in the world. And I feel like especially between us, you know, we're all creatives. We've experienced at some point or another, you know, am I doing the right thing? Or is this all for nothing? You know, we've all been discouraged. So I just feel like if we're leaning into our intentions and our purposes, it could help out.
And what makes me sad about conversations I've had with people who feel discouraged, a lot of the times if they were to really tap into how they feel outside of the noise, they don't actually feel discouraged. And I'm speaking on, you know, from the people that I've spoken to. I'm not going to make a blanket statement. But a lot of discouragement just comes from how people around you are making you feel. Whether it's your parents being disappointed because you don't fulfill their expectations, or, you know, like I said, social media or your peers maybe moving a little bit different or faster or whatever the case may be. And a lot of that is attached to perception of purpose, like I said earlier. Mm-hmm. And it's sad because I had to catch myself the other day where I started feeling this like sort of this like slight anxiety in my body. And then when I asked myself, do you feel that way? Or does this have to do with how you're being perceived? And I saw very quickly I was able to separate the two. And when I mm-hmm. asked myself how I feel, I was actually fine. Like me, in my heart of hearts, I was fine with the decisions I was making. But the only thing that was causing that anxious feeling in my body was how people would read the decisions I was making. Mm. And I think it's important to separate what's yours and what's not. Mm. And kind of free yourself of not carrying that anxiety that's not even fucking yours, you yeah. know? And that's why this conversations of purpose, it does make me feel a way sometimes, because I think purpose has been commodified. Mm-hmm. People are teaching you now 5 ways to find your purpose mm-hmm. for, you know, $399.99. Like mm-hmm. now you could pay someone mm-hmm. to help you find it. You go on YouTube, YouTubers are teaching you how to find your purpose, how to live your best life. And it's like you're being pulled in so many directions that are actually taking you farther and farther away from just listening to yourself. And I think that's one thing I was proud of with my wellness retreat. Haz and I used to joke all the time, this is the anti-guru retreat. Like, we don't want you to listen to us. We don't want you to follow us. We're bringing you together to remind you that you are your own guru. Mm. That's why we're here. We're creating the safety in the container to remind you that you don't have to listen to anyone. That's why you never saw us posting about our retreat. You never saw pictures. You never saw the yoga poses where I was like, this is me helping the women find themselves. That's not what it was about. It was a moment for them to just stop the noise. And that was the intention. And so that's what I mean when I say, I don't know if I can resonate with the word purpose, but I do know that I just move how I move in every room that I'm in. And that feels purposeful to me. Mm. Regardless of what the room is and if the room is viewed as successful or whatever the hell this world wants you to worry about. And you are purposeful by birthright because you're here. Job done. Everything else is just a cherry on top that makes life fun. That's what I think. Take the pressure off of that. You're purposeful for being here.
Well,
period.
Period. I keep bringing back coding because I told myself that I want to, and I'm sharing this on the show because I want it to be something that, like, I just want to plant a seed of thought, right? Because there are some things that I do, there are some concepts that should be stolen, okay? Like, certain things should be shared and taken amongst the people. I think that we're at a time where if we're going to have, like, a tech renaissance, like a black renaissance in, like, coding or the digital space, like, it just needs to happen with everybody that's coding. Help out where you can and really where you want to. I feel like as black people, we always tell each other, like, we got to help out. But it's like we're making it seem like we have to. And it's like, yeah, we really have to and we should. But make it in something that you want to do. Like, you don't get stuck just doing something redundant, because then you're going to hate it down the road. You're going to resent shit. And it's not going to help anybody. And it's definitely not going to help you long term. So when it comes to the digital space, I'm really hoping programmers can, like, build some sort of tech to help other black people make more money or just become comfortable or mentally free. I just want people to be able to leave legacy. You know, for the longest, white people were able to leave each other legacies monetarily, physically, everything like that. So I just want there to come a time where black people have the digital landscape and we running shit in tech, and while y'all out there with y'all Bitcoins and whatever, we got our black coin and we got our home, black coin. You know, whatever it needs to be, shit. I just feel like
the black coin is the nickel to me. The nickel has just always been the blackest of the coins to me. You know, it's a nickel. The size of it, the way it flipped down on the kind, it's just a black coin. A nickel.
The fact that I can see that, I don't understand.
You know what I'm talking about. It's the nickel is the black coin. It's the nickel.
It really is. I see it.
Yeah. A roll of nickels. You know what I'm saying? And I believe it's $10 in a roll of nickels. And ain't that, or no, is it $10 in quarters? How many quarters? Nickels is $2, right?
Yes.
I believe it's $2, which is a black amount of money. You know, you can get something from the store for $2. You know what I'm saying? You put $2 on a number. You know what I'm saying? It's a two. So it's just the nickel is the black coin. But go ahead, Asante.
I was going to bring back the concept of Ikigai, and Dustin, you are like the perfect, like you're good at being funny. You love it. The world needs it. And
thank you, Asante.
Not only can you be paid for it, but you are being paid for it, and you deserve to be paid for it. Like,
thank you, Asante.
Like, that's like you're in perfect like harmony of where you need to be. So if you ever feel lost, just remember, like, you, like India Sean told me once long ago in a song, all I have is all I need. Okay.
Ooh.
You literally have everything you need right there in your life right now. Friend, it's ditto
and,
for
and
you.
And see, that's what I mean. To me, Dustin's medicine is how much joy and pleasure he feels with humor and how he takes himself out. So it doesn't even have to do with who else laughs.
Right.
You know what I mean? He could be in a room by himself and I guarantee Dustin will make himself laugh. It's just the joy of humor. And so I would never attribute his purpose to the accolades that are coming. Like, he's going to have the TV shows. He's going to have the late night. You know, like, all this is going to happen. And I would never be like, that was Dustin's purpose. His purpose is already there.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, those are just going to be the, like I said earlier, that's just a cherry on top that makes life fun. Like,
thank you.
But he's going to move.
Let's pop it. Let's pop that cherry.
He's going to move through all those career shifts and changes. If he suddenly decides he's bored, don't want to fucking do it, and wants to just move to London and chill, guess what? Mm-hmm. He's still full of purpose, because that mm-hmm. don't go nowhere. So I think that's my biggest thing. I just don't want people to attach it to things that are outside of them. Because Dustin's always going to be funny regardless of who sees it or who doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, friend. I believe happiness is my purpose. Being happy, period. Making other people, making people that I love and care about and fuck with, making them happy. I believe that that is my purpose. And whether that be through humor or whatever the fuck, I just believe it. I love to see people that I love, like y'all, happy. That's what I love to see. If that means I got to cuss a motherfucker out for you, that's what I'll do. You know what I'm saying? It just, I want you happy.
Like Patti LaBelle, one might say her purpose is singing, but another might say her purpose is cooking. Like, no, I'm just kidding. Like,
I think it's kicking her shoes off. That's her purpose. She came out feet first, kicking as a baby. That's what happened. Patti LaBelle came out feet first.
Oh my God. But yeah, I mean, that's really it. That's the conversation. I just had to pick your brains for it.
I dig it.
Thank you, Asante.
Like I said,
it was purposeful.
It was purposeful and intentional. But I just really had to do that because when you look at the news and you see, oh, we're about to go back into lockdowns or things are stressing you out about whatever, I just feel like all you really need to do is look inside, you know, like, and that's because I'm just a big softy. And I know some people are going to listen to some of the things I say and be like, nigga, the world is not that easy, because it's really not. But you just have to take time to yourself and pick the parts of yourself to keep you sane, you know. And I feel like certain people are going to look at their purpose and they're going to wonder, like, what is it? What do I have, or what can I leave behind? But as I was trying to say earlier, you might have already be walking in your purpose and not realize it. So this might just be time for you to just chill out and learn whatever you need to learn if you want to learn something new, or even just relax and recharge if you've been working really, really hard for all this time. So I know it can be a little bit maddening, but, you know, really take that sweet spot where you can get it, because things could get bad and this thing could really elevate. But we praying for better days all the time. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. And that does it for this week's hot button. Friend,
you want to hear something funny?
Oh, please. Mm-hmm. Please.
Speaking of amen, so when I be saying my prayers, right, like when I pray before my food or whatever, I pray before I go to bed, or pray before I order a drink at the bar or something. Like,
wow, you pray before you order a drink at the bar?
Yeah, that's the praying time, I'm telling you. But,
that's awesome.
Yes. But I think that happens because, you know, you pray before you eat, so you drink. It's like ingesting stuff in your body.
I got
anyway,
you.
So some of y'all need to pray before y'all do it. But anyway, when I say my prayers, I say amen twice. And it's so stupid. Why? Because think about when you're at church or wherever you worship and they say amen, that the person who's preaching says amen and then the congregation says amen. So when I pray over that, let me just try to say amen, amen. I say it twice. It's so dumb, and I know I don't have to do that, but it's just a habit. Like,
not,
I can't.
Not a one man call and response.
Yeah, I came in, amen.
Oh, you see what I say?
I love he take that. Himself. I love that.
He be at the bar taking himself out.
At the bar, like, amen, amen.
Oh, Lord. Well, thank you, Asante.
Thank you, y'all, for your participation in this conversation.
Always.
I don't have children, but I have a god baby. And now you have to ask yourself sometimes, do I want to set my god baby up for success? I know I do. You know, do I want to save money on private tutoring? You know, is that even in my budget for my god baby? You know, is this a big school year for my god baby? Maybe they start in kindergarten. You know, is my god baby ahead? Is my god baby being challenged enough in class? These are questions that I had to ask myself. And the way I found the answers was through IXL Learning. And IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, including my god baby, no matter the age or the personality. There's one site for all the kids in your home. Pre-K to 12th grade. Kids can use it at home on the computer or on the go through the app on your phone or your tablet. And my god baby got a tablet. I had to get one for my god baby. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. And no more trying to figure out how to explain math questions and math equations or grammar rules yourself. IXL has built-in explanations videos. And now 1 in 4 students in the United States are learning with IXL. And IXL is used in 95% of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. And one of them school districts, guess who attends it? You heard it. My God, baby. Now, my God, baby wasn't struggling with nothing. They're very smart. But you could always use more help to round out or supplement what's being taught in school. So make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And the Friend Zone listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/friendzone. Visit IXL.com/friendzone to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
For 25 years, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
So now let's bring in those wind chimes. I wish y'all could see the dance they do when this happens.
It's the wind chime dance.
So remember last week I was telling you guys about the Curl Mix brand. And I was saying that when it came in, which it came in literally later that day, I would wash my hair, test it out, and let you guys know how it was. You guys, I kid you not, this is hands down one of the best hair care sets I have ever used. And y'all know that's now, big coming from
to
me.
To hear you say that, okay. I'm telling you.
Because y'all know I have used every damn product that you can find on a Target or CVS shelf, you know? And it is amazing. Like, it is so amazing that I thought maybe I was tripping and I used it again a couple days later to see, like, was I just, like, high off of some shit? Because I was so blown away, and it's just a great product line. And people have been raving. Like, if you go on the site and read the reviews, what I love is that she allows for images to be uploaded, which I think is cool, because sometimes, you know, you could think that the reviews be lying. I don't know. I always think it's their friends writing it, or like,
I always think it's bots.
I always think it's bots, or, you know, I know you can pay for services that that's what they do. They come on and leave reviews. Not saying that's what she did, but I think the fact that you can upload images kind of changed that for me, because I could see people. Yeah, I could see the people, their names very clearly, and they're showing you their results with the products, different people from all walks of life. And so that kind of was cool to me to see that. And the product is just amazing. I tweeted about it. A lot of people were responding saying that they have been loving it. There are people that were like, friends, delete this because you're going to sell it out and I need my shit. don't make this shit hard for us to get, please, because they're so happy with it. But I love it. I'm like, when are we going to see this on more shelves? Like, I need to see it on more shelves. But I know it is handmade and incredible ingredients. And I know sometimes that can be sacrificed when you're trying to do more mass production. I know sometimes that can be, you know, an integrity issue that I have heard a lot of brands are faced with. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious, you know, I don't know too much about that end, how she's going to work that out. But it is an incredible line, curlmix.com. And there was someone, actually, I want to see if I have her. Is at Sarah Haley. I hope I'm saying Haley right. I don't know if it's Haley or Hale, but Sarah Haley Merriam tweeted me and said that the site actually also has a strawberry hibiscus deep conditioner that I somehow did not see.
Shut up.
As well as a body butter. So I'm putting that order in tonight because I know y'all are going to tear this site down.
Sounds good.
And I was saying that I needed a deep conditioner, so I don't know how I missed that, but I guess it was like in another section that I just hadn't really been looking at. But yes, they have a hibiscus deep conditioner that I hear is incredible. People on Twitter were putting me on. So I just had to put that rave review because it is a great product line. Asante, you would love it.
Yeah?
Yes.
Let me do this right now, friend, because I'm not going to be up out here out the loop.
I'm telling you, I sent it to Crystal and Jade. I was like, sisters in natural, y'all need this in your life. They were trying to decide which one to get because, you know, it has watermelon, there's a vanilla berry, there's lavender. A lot
Give me
of them,
that like one more time, friend.
There's we lemon black,
so
cream.
You know we all got the watermelon.
Jade was excited about the lemon cream. Y'all know my ass got the lavender one. And and then the body butters are in the same scent lines, and everyone was saying that they're just amazing. So if you're looking, if you were like me, that kind of were bored with your hair routine and just needed something to spruce it up a little bit, it just, you know, product junkie that was looking for a next hit, definitely try. I know how it gets. Definitely try curlmix.com. Once again, shout out to Kim and Tim Lewis who created it. I tell you, it's a married duo, and I think it's so cool that they've created this together. Family run business, it's handmade, so you're getting some fresh product, and I could feel it. Like, the shampoo was so nice. You know how shampoos usually give you that squeaky clean that makes your hair kind of feel a little too clean?
Yes.
This one had the balm combination where you felt clean, but it was still really moisturizing at the same time.
Oh.
I was like, she got this down to a science, okay? So definitely, if you haven't tried it yet, and if you have tried it, because I know I have a lot of naturals that listen to the show, tell us your thoughts, how it worked for you or didn't, or whatever you felt. I'd love to hear more. I love that people were tweeting me like, girl, you late.
It all looks so good, too.
Isn't it? I would have to fight myself not to buy every product because I have that tendency to just want to try everything. And I'm like, Fran, you don't need to try everything. Just buy one.
Can we get a PS on the wellness segment? What is flaxseed gel? Because I just want some off of the strength that they sell it. Like,
yeah, you know what's funny? I remember making a YouTube video. God, that had to be like 5, maybe 6 years ago. I don't even know at this point. What I taught you how to make it is literal gel that you make from boiling flax seeds.
Oh. Now, if that don't lay your kitchen down, you tell me what will.
It turns into a gel.
Your ponytail up, you tell me what.
It turns into a literal gel, and it is amazing for your hair. It gives you like a soft hold.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't get that crunch that gels usually give you, but it still gives you definition. So it's not too soft where your hair just kind of goes where it wants. It's just a nice combination. And then, of course, because of the flax, it's really moisturizing. So I know a lot of people swear by it and make it themselves, which you can. It's really cheap. You know, flaxseed comes in that bag. You could have gel for a minute off of that. And you keep it stored in your fridge. But I love the fact that she had it. I think hers is like has avocado or something. And just really good ass ingredients, man. Every product, the shampoo, the conditioner, the leave-in, the moisturizer, the body butter, everything. Just good. Or the flaxseed gel. That's what I was missing. So curlmix.com, right? I've only tried the lavender, so that's the only scent I can really co-sign. It's not a strong lavender scent. It was actually pretty subtle, but I like that because I wear a lot of oils and scented products that I add myself. So I don't like when I have like a clash of scents going on. So I kind of like that even though it was lavender, it was like a soft lavender, not like a too fruity or fake lavender. And you're like, yeah. I ain't never smell lavender that smell like this.
Nah, it smell like potpourri and shit.
You know, lavender don't smell like this. So
Glade smelling ass.
So definitely check it out. Had to put that review because y'all don't understand. Even people that I see were like, girl, your hair looks like you dyed it. Because it was just so black and shiny.
Rich.
You know, when you treat your hair good and you look at it in the mirror like, damn, look at my hair, though.
Ooh.
You know okay, that.
Friend, I don't know which one I want, friend.
That's the problem. I told you. I've been staring
for a minute like, damn, like, I'm looking at the moisturizers. You know, we got the jojoba oils. You know, it's that lavender, the lemon cream, that sweet almond oil, that watermelon.
You see what I tell you.
And that vanilla berry. Lord
Jesus.
That's
what makes
it. I'm even going to get some. Fuck it.
Like, Jesus.
I can use that body butter, though. I can use that.
Yeah, especially now that, you know, temperatures are dropping. So our skin's going to need a little more moisture added to it. So definitely add that to your skincare arsenal. Like I said, because of how bomb the hair products were, I already trust her skincare knowledge. I'm like, she knows what she's doing. Look at Asante. He's really sitting on the computer
I didn't think I was going to want no body butter, but you know, it's just something about the way it looks on the site that's just
like... Don't it look so rich?
I don't know what it is. I just need to have it. I don't know why. This is crazy. This is not paid advertising. I'm actually about to buy some body butter.
It's not. Listen, I'm telling you, I am co-signing the hell. I'm going to be good with this product for a while because... I need nothing else. So shout out to Curl Mix. Like I asked those of you listening, if you use it, let us know how you think about it. And that's it. Asante's face is cracking me up. I can see him adding things into his
cart. Well, because the subscribe and save takes off 20%. So I was just, hold on.
So that's it for this week's wellness segment. Back to you, Asante. What you got for us this week, Mr. Music Man?
Meanwhile,
as you clicking
tabs,
around, I hear you. You
done messed up all my tapestry. It's a new week in music, you know what I'm saying? I want to talk to y'all about my favorite things that I like talking to y'all about, which is music videos. Starting off with Gibeon, he dropped the Stuck on You music video. We talked about him on this show. Loving the voice, loving the style, loving everything about him. You know, I think Gibeon's been out here working. He's probably working on some new music, new visuals. I'm not sure, but I'm just loving this new, and maybe not even new, but this more recently highlighted addition to the R&B scene. So shout out to Gibeon. Please go check out his music video on YouTube. Also, Kay Trinada and Tinashe, they dropped their video.
Yes.
I know that I love that song.
They dropped the video from the song from Bubba?
Yes. The Worst in Me.
You know that's my song.
I know you love that song, friend.
That's my song.
You literally have to go watch the video. It's
what a good day.
It's on the tube of you. It's been out for a few days. So, you know, you can still really enjoy the newness aspect of it. You know what I'm saying? It's really hot cinematography, you know what I'm saying? You know the scene for Kay Trinada's music, The video really fits the vibe, which I like. So shout out to Ketronata and Tinashe. Check out the Worst Than Me music video. Also, messed up my tabbetry and closed the wrong one. So I have to go look at this name right quick. 7th Streeter dropped another visual for us. Kisses. Yes. And that's Kisses with a Z at the end. 7th Streeter is always doing the things that I like, from singing to dancing to just looking damn good.
Raw talent.
Just
period.
A gem, a true diamond, someone that I love to continue to see. Thank you, 7. Thank you, 7. Thank you, 7. Just wanted to talk about music videos really, really quickly, because I love seeing an artist, and especially since a lot of us, you know, we're not leaving our houses, or we don't want to leave the house, shit. love escaping with a good little visual, see where they take us with a song, because sometimes you listen to a song and you have a different music video, and then you watch the music video and it might hit different, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to SZA. I know we've talked about that already. That was just great. I keep going back to watch Hit Different's music video just so I can watch the end part for Good Days, and overall, just everything about that video. I just want to throw that one back out there. But yeah, I wanted to talk about music videos this week.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
So now we can really just get into the listens lately, because I know that y'all been out here being ratchet, listening to all y'all little songs lately. Okay. Last week, Fran called me a 304, because that's what she was listening to lately. Fran, you got anything else for me this week? Anything good?
No, nothing else this week for you. But I do wonder, have y'all heard of Mick Jenkins?
I thought you was going to say Mick Jagger.
Is he a singer?
He's a rapper. Mm. I'm super late on him because he has a big following. So I'm definitely not putting nobody on to nothing. But I just recently got put on, and he's a really dope artist. He has really cool videos too. Mick Jenkins is M-I-C-K. I really hope I'm saying his name right and it's not Mike, but I'm assuming it's Mick Jenkins. Mm-hmm. And the song that I got put onto that kind of just made me fall into his rabbit hole was a song called Carefree. And the video, you would love it, Asante, because I know you love your videos that are creative and different.
You do have music for me.
So I had a video for you this week then. But it's called Carefree. Look up the video. But in the meantime, this is how the song goes.
I was off the drugs, I was off the drinks, I was off the vibes. Got nothing to hide, I'm with the squad, don't make me throw it up. She by my side, we gonna fight, that shit is nice. It just don't look like this. If you live in carefree, then you probably don't look like us. Damn, nigga, let me cook right quick. On the beach, couple niggas, we was cool, and it's just about dust. Shawty never smoke kush like this. I'm fast, music playing, grinding on me. You know I had to push right back. Reflex, respect, no suspect. Shit came late. Goofy niggas missing sunset. We ain't even give a fuck. Got the backwards, though. Drop those, niggas would have been upset. Only hit it 2 times, cause I know that the paper is more of a speech she can fuck with. And I like that shit. She don't duck shit, but we was cool, and I said we didn't want smoke. So when the cops popped up, those pop smoke niggas proceeded to get on that fuck shit. I'm worried about dying for speaking my mind. They keep on calling it tough shit. They ain't do too much. Just rough shit. Whole time that really is way too much shit. Playing that shit right is some tough shit. And they know just which one to fuck with. It's just some shit we stuck with.
We was off the drugs, we was off the drinks, we was off the vibes. Got nothing hard on with the
dope as hell, right?
I like
hell
that.
Yeah.
That's the shit.
Man, he's dope. He's just talented as hell. And then who's my next one? Because I have so many. You know what? Shout out to Ken the Man, because he tweeted and was like, thank you for playing the song. I heard you played the song. And she actually just hit a dope milestone. I think her Spotify hit 5 million over 5 wow. million listens. So that kind of set her over the edge. I'm sure she was close. And then our listeners just kind of like, boop, gave her that final nudge. So shout out to her. I hope she gets bigger and bigger and bigger because she's definitely talented. Did you get a chance to listen to the project? Yes,
and I was actually going to say she has really dope visuals too. Like,
check those out yet.
Like, Fran, she has really hot, like, dope visuals and songs. Like, the music is the shit.
And like, let me correct myself too. She is not from Atlanta.
Houston.
She is from Houston.
Houston.
All okay, the Houston all folks right. were like, uh-uh.
and that's okay. That's okay, because for the real Houston folks, they know that the A be family, okay? Drake you said know, Houston, Atlanta, Vegas, okay?
I heard the A. I don't know. I got that wrong, but thank you for correcting me. And then, so I had to shout her out. Who was the next person I wanted to play? Oh, here we go. Boom. My boo cakes. Xavier Omar
yes.
has a new song with Mariba.
What?
I know. See, I knew you would react that way. His album is dropping, I believe, on October 23rd. So we're getting that very soon.
So come on down. We're going to come on down.
And let me tell you something. He sent me the link. I listened to the album, y'all.
Oh my God.
He didn't give me permission to say anything about it, but I want to tell y'all the features so badly.
Yo, I'm so upset.
Yo, I know you're going to hit that group text.
It's everybody we love. It's just so good.
Upset.
It is so good. You know how we feel about him. So I'm so honored that he gave me an early listen. But here's the song, at least in the meantime. Here's the first single. It's called Like I Feel, featuring Mariba.
Your time, think about if you doubt this is what you want. Cause I give up now, I don't wanna lose my friend. Swear I try letting go, but I won't. I've been all around on this merry-go-round, hoping I could be your man. Baby, I hear your words, but I see.
Just let me know if you feel like I feel.
Ooh. What a talent. What a talent.
What a talent. Oh, God. I just, you know, I get all blah, 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 blah when it comes to his music. So.
Yes. Shout out to Xavier Omar and Mariba.
Man.
You know, we're just going to start calling people Friend Zone alumni, okay?
Wow. You know, I like that.
Xavier performed at one of the live shows, okay?
Oh, my God. He did the DC show. That was so tight, man.
You know, we had Mariba on the show, okay? just amazing watching these worlds collide. All right.
So those are my two.
Dustin Ross, what you been bumping? Bump, bump, bump.
Well, first of all, an old school favorite of mine. I believe I even played it on the show before, but you know you can never get enough of a good thing. So first up, we have Buffalo Stance by Nina Cherry.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce the hi-hat. Go on. That's good. Now the tambourine. Right now. Sucking beer through straws, dropping down their drawers. Where did you get yours?
Take a look, huh?
start getting into the rest of the sales. But
Dustin was dancing down over here.
I love it. So don't you get fresh with me. This is one of my favorite 80s. Y'all know I love 80s music, period. So this is just one of my personal favorites, excuse me. And I was playing it this weekend. Also, I'm in love with the Savage Mode 2 album by 21 Savage and Metro Boomin. Literally keep playing it from end to end. Here's one of my personal favorites, which will probably be everybody else's too, Mr. Right Now featuring Drake.
I'ma slide anytime you want. Put you in Chanel, I'ma teach you how to stand. 21. Slip and slide like a waterfall. You need some TLC, we can creep if you want. 21. Hey, turn your phone off, take your clothes off. 21. I'm a savage, but I fuck her to a slow song. 21. Turn the lights down, 21. Lay the pipe down. 21. I ain't Mr. Right, but I'm Mr. Right now. Straight up. She want me to fuck her to Beyonce. Straight up. But I don't treat her like she my fiance. Make that thing sing like Sade. 1942, it ain't no Chardonnay. 20. In a lounge truck, yeah, with my Richard on, yeah. Got a pretty girl 20. That I'm feeling on. 20. We in quarantine, God. But my M's long, God. But it lame, lame. He got friends on, God. Got a couple spots 20. And they are on. 20. Bought a penthouse. 20.
Yeah, so that's enough for y'all. Just Nina Cherry Buffalo stands and my boys Drake and 21 Savage and Metro Boomin with Mr. Right Now. And
that's the song SZA unfollowed Drake over?
Yeah, because you just date SZA back in 08. So yeah.
Shit.
Woo. She unfollowed. So there you go.
Wow.
That's it for me, y'all.
Well, I have a song that I want to play that my listens lately are all old. I've just been kind of in this like bag of music that I listened to where I just felt like I was in a time of like wholeness. I don't know what it is. And so this is Coed's Roll With. No, I'm just playing.
Oh my God. Roll with me. I show you around.
We did talk about that before in the show, I think. But that's that song right there.
The jam. Coed, Roll With Me.
No, but that's on my playlist too, actually, for this song that I'm about to play. Lil Jon and the East Side Boys got this song with this artist named Obi.
Obi.
Called Obi. Nothing's Free.
I already know.
So that's what I've been listening to lately.
I'm trying to get late tonight. Come on, Asante.
It go a little something like that, but it also go a little something like this.
Cause I know that a brother got me tonight. Now I'm tripping on your bending, cause that shit's tight. But you gotta pay tonight. I know you wanna get paid tonight, but I'm trying to get paid tonight. We ain't even got a fuss and why, just hit me right, it's on our mind. I know you wanna get in bed with me, but you gotta come correctly. Nothing in life is free, especially not me. I hope you can feel me when I say pay before you play with me. Wanna taste this, but it's priceless. It might be something you ain't never done before, but I'm not your ordinary hoe.
I
don't know what it is about that song. And you know what? I'm going to like wake up tomorrow and it's going to be sampled because there was just something magical about that song. I don't know why they played it in the skating rink. They just did. Okay. Like
the jam. Do you hear me?
I just love that song. And I love their little part. You know, what you talking about? Bow! Shouty.
Your mouth.
I just had to share my little piece of joy. My throwback songs, that's where I've been kicking it. And that's what I've been doing for the listeners lately. And that's going to be doing it. That's going to be it for the Music Man segment. Dang. Now, Dustin Ross, please tell us what you've been watching lately.
You know, it's not really a lot on TV right now. Lovecraft Country is still
God.
A shake, rattle, and roll of every sense in your body.
Oh, shout out to Mark who called the... Who called them Lay Twins?
Yeah, the crazy ass.
He called
them Lay Twins.
Spot I say, Mark, please.
Not MORQUE on Twitter, you guys. That's our friend of the show. But yeah, Lovecraft Country has still been rattling and rolling us every week. The Housewives of Potomac has been good as well. There's really not a lot, you know, new on television right now for us to watch. Mm-hmm. So there's really nothing to talk about. The only thing I do want to talk about briefly is Tamar Braxton's Get Your Life series.
Oh, that's right.
It's literally a firsthand look. And shout out to the producer, Michael Beck, on that show as well. But it's a firsthand look into what her life was at that time, which is recently, and her relationship with David Adefeso. And I've just never seen anything like it. It's fascinating in all the wrong ways.
Oh, man.
A very unhealthy relationship, very controlling partner, very just manipulative. It's just, it's That's so sad. Bad. That is shocking to see. So I suggest that everyone watches this show just to see, because honestly, it makes you think about yourself and the way that you react in situations. And,
right.
And it just, it gives you a perfect example not to follow. So
right.
If you want to be a better person in relationships, watch this show so that you know what not to do. And I'm talking about what David does on this show, not Tamar. Man. David Adefeso. So check it out, y'all, because we need to discuss it. And I actually kind of want to build an episode around something that I saw on that show. So there'll be more discussion involving that later. But
okay,
that's it for me, y'all.
Damn. Well, do you guys have
Oh, I'm sorry, friend. Mm-hmm. In TV news, congratulations to my friend Cynthia Bailey and her new husband, Mike Hill.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Yeah. I had a beautiful ceremony over the weekend, and it just is lovely to see her so happy. So shout out to Cynthia and Mike.
And you look so handsome.
Thank you very much. It was
speaking of happiness,
a beautiful affair. Great people there. Shout out to I don't sound like him, so I'm not even gonna say that. But there were very fine people there at this wedding. Shout out to Selena Johnson, Quiet Web,
Funky Dineva. I loved his suit. He looked so nice, so sharp. I love him.
Shout out to Freddie O. Shout out to just Claudia Jordan. It was so good to see her, spend time with her. Just shout out to everybody. But it was a beautiful thing. Yes, I was masked up. Cynthia and Mike had gone to extreme measures to make things safe, you know, and as COVID-19 protected as it could possibly be. And so it was a great event. So shout out to them and congratulations to their love. And shout out to Noel.
Congratulations.
And shout out to my boy Carlton. It was good to kick it with Carlton. Shout out to Rico Carlton. Chappelle. Yeah, y'all know that's my friend. Yes. It was so good to see him. Shout out to everybody. It was just a great, 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 great experience. So,
yay. Well, that's a sweet note to end on.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. As always, we love you guys so much. And catch us next week.
Stay black and protect your magic.
Bye.
For 25 years, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.